Okay, today's daf is Erevin, daf Ayin Zayin. Ayin Zayin, as yesterday we started a new parak in Maseches Erevin, parak Chalon, the parak of the window. And this parak starts off discussing all different permutations and cases relating to when is a chatzer, two chatzeros considered one, when can they be considered one, when must they be considered one, and when they are not allowed to be considered one. All the different cases we had in the Mishnah with windows in between. How high the window is, how big the window is. We got into a little geometry yesterday in terms of circles and squares inside each other. And yesterday it came up, I wanted to mention, and that is, if you have a chalon between two houses, we mentioned, even if it is above 10 tfachim, still, imratzu la'arev ma'arvin echad. They can be ma'arvin echad. If it's above 10 tfachim, didn't the Mishnah say, if it's between two chatzeros, so then one has to be ma'arev two. What's the difference between two houses? So the Gemara answered, besa kamandam al yadami, that a house is like it's filled in. The way Rabbeinu Yehonasan says it is that a house is furniture, and therefore you can have the furniture stand on the furniture. It's usable to use that window above 10 tefachim. It's not too high. 10 tefachim is not too high. So we don't even need furniture for that. But theoretically, you can stand on a chair if one needs to. And therefore, it is connecting. There's enough of a connection between the houses. Yes, you're right. You might have a chair in the yard also. But in general, furniture is... there's no real source for deck furniture in the Talmud, right? Most of their furniture was inside. They didn't really have picnic tables outside. So therefore, halacha does not take that into consideration. So it's only the inside. Interesting discussion related to that, as I mentioned, that I was going to start off with, and that is a discussion in the Chashuke Chemet. And that is, there was a store, it could have been a house too, but it was a gold store. It sold gold. And the way that you get there, Shi'if Shali Kadeshab, obviously it was a store that had a lot of valuables in it, and you couldn't just walk into the store. So the way that you get there is that you ring the bell, Mitzaltzlim B'Pamon, B'Yaz, and then the storekeeper looks into a certain screen, certain camera, and he sees who's outside, and then he opens up, Ulamala Mehadelas Yesh Chalon. Above the door, there was a glass that if you would take a chair or a stool, you'd be able to stand on and see in. From the regular door, you can't see in. But if you stand on a stool, so then you'd be able to look into the window and see in. So the question is, if a woman goes into that store and she wants to buy something and she's alone with the store owner, is that an issur of yichud? That's the question that was asked. The Aval Bisha Lachora is that it seems like you could be called Makob, but there's a chalon. You're right, he has to open the door and it's locked and nobody sees in, but he has to, he knows that anybody can take a stool and look inside. Is that good enough to prevent the Isser of Yichud? Or not? So, this is the question. He says a similar question is asked. Again, Yichud, we started to discuss a little bit yesterday. One issue of Yichud relating to Mifapai. Is there any difference in the Yichud relating to the non-Jews who are very public in their speeches? But Yichud, you have to even just to review for a minute. Yichud is a Simen Chaf Beis in Eved Ezer. It's one Simen in Shulchan Aruch. And it comes up all the time. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Asur lehis yachidim erva meha arayos, bein zakena, bein yalda. Old, young, Jew, non-Jew, Yisuri of Yichud come up. They come up in offices, they come up in babysitting situations. They come up in dark roads. They come up in various places. Shadavar zeg gorem legalos erva. Chutz, the only exceptions are primary direct relatives. Mother, son, mother, grandson, father, daughter, and brother, sister, if it is not a kavua relationship. The poskim say brother, sister, brother and sister shouldn't rent an apartment together. Right, that is in a kavua. If the parents go away for a day or two and the brother and the sister are home, that's fine. Right, there's no per se isra of yichud. It's only isra bekfius to have yichud between a brother and a sister. And of course, at a baal and ishtonida, that also is not a problem as long as the wedding has taken place. Baal and ishtonida. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes the history. There are some yichuds that are da'araisa. There are some yichuds that are d'rabanan. At various stages of history, there were gzeiras of yichud. There was some after the story, the tragic story of Amnon and Tamar. Then David goes there even on yichud of a pnuya, of an unmarried woman. even though it's not Erva Achrel, and Shammai and Hillel, where Gozer on Yichud of Akusis, then Lamaisa, when it comes out, at the end of the day, one can't have Yichud with anyone except for a wife, a daughter, a mother, a sister, any of those primary relatives. This is a very serious halacha, even a scary story. I think I mentioned this in the Yichud Shir last year. It's a scary story of the daughter of the Nesivus, that the Lev Elio, or Elio Lapian quotes, and others quoted from the Pinkes in Lisa. Pinkes and Lisa, which many of the European cities have records of all the stories. So in Lisa, or Yaakov and Lisa, that Nesivus was from. So there's a story that his daughter was taking his granddaughter, who was going to be married. They were going collecting for the wedding, Hachnasas Kala. And they both went on this wagon that was driven by Arel Miyuchad, whatever that means, right? A person of ill repute, right? That was taking them, some wagon taxi driver, and they were driving, and it was dark, and it was Israel Yichud. One man and two women are Yichud. And it came up that the taxi driver was a pirate, that he took them, and he locked them up in his house, and he stole all their money, and he was about to light the house on fire, and all of a sudden the authorities came in, and they broke in, and they arrested them, and they freed the Nesivus' daughter, this Almana, and the granddaughter. And that night, the Basa Nesivus had a dream. This was recorded in the Pinkus. She had a dream that the Nesivus says, you know, there was a Gzeira in Shamayim. Because you violated the Isra of Yichud, there was a Gzeira that it wasn't going to be pretty, the end of the story. And I davened, and I went to all the malachim and all the kochos, and nobody was listening. I went up and up and up to the highest echelons of heaven, davening. And finally I said, b'schus, all of the Torah of my svarim, what's it say, Al Gaivi? He was trying to save his daughter and granddaughter. The Nesivus and the Torah's Gittin and the base Yaakov and the Nachlas Yaakov, all the svarim of the Nesivus. B'schus that, at least save my daughter. And b'schus that, I got the Harbasis Torah, that by svarim we're able, Baruch Hashem, to achieve. So that's why we should know, should be mefarsein, the seriousness of the Isra of Yichud. So that reflects the Isra of Yichud, just as background. But there are many halachas that we could talk about at a later date. But the question is here, ask the Chashuke Chabad, if a person would be able to see in, but in the present situation they can't. That's the Shaila now. They could take a stool. Is that the Isser of Yichud? So he quotes a similar idea from the Marsham, and the Marsham says, well, it depends. Do people normally bring the stool? Are there stools around the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that a person could stand on and look inside? Oh, is the store open now? Do most people do that? Is that common? If it's common, so then there's no Isra of Yichud. If not, there is an Isra of Yichud. A lot of Hilchos Yichud are very logical. Many Hilchos Yichud. If the people involved feel a little nervous that they'll be seen, that somebody will walk in v'chulu, then there's probably not an Isra Yichud. This is just a generalization. It's not a halacha. And most of the time, if people don't feel inhibited in any way, then there is an Isra Yichud in most of the cases. So he quotes the truth of the Marsham, and then he quotes our Gemara Shalachin Amrinu Gemara, that if there's a chalon, then you can be ma'arev together. Ubeinyanenu bechanus she'ein shchiach safsalam saviv achanus. It's not so common to have these benches outside. Ein ze shchiach lehistakel otoch achanus derech achalon. How many people look through that upper window? V'lachin yesh bazeh mishum yichud. I think there is an Isra of Yichud here. Va'od. Also, it's not a good idea, because if you take a stool and you look inside, you'll probably get arrested, because they'll probably think you're a ganav looking for a way to get in, and therefore you should not not be involved in that. And then he just quotes at the end the tshuva of Ramosha. Ramosha the tshuva in Chelik Dalid Simen Samachay Os Dalid. He quotes the big discussion. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a heter. Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What does that mean? That is a major machlokas achronim. What does Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim mean? A door open to the public. What does open to the public mean? So one way to understand that is literally open. The door has to be open. Other achronim say no. What it means is unlocked. What we would call closed but unlocked. And that anybody can walk in at any moment. That's a machlokas. One has to tell the other situation exactly whether one can be makel or not. Ramosha has a tremendous kula. Ramosha says here in Eved HaEzer, I've explained, even if the door is closed, and even if it is locked, it's still considered Pesach Pasuach L'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why? Kiva Chederek Kulei Alma. Usually, after we hear a knock or a doorbell, who is it? Right, we say that within a few seconds. And when I realize I know who it is, and even if I don't know who it is, but I recognize that it's somebody who's not dangerous, right? It's somebody who I'm allowed in. Poseach, kishem mevin shu stam ish meruba deruba de inshi lek ezer yichud. Why? To kishehu bizman sheboin stam inshi lebayis. If it's at a time of day when people come knock on the door, af kishelo hodiu kodem. Even if you don't know anybody's coming, why? Here's the key line: de mirsisi. They're scared. Sheme yinkof mishu al adelas v'yemuchrach leftoach tekef. When somebody knocks and there's a delay. And then after the 30-second delay, a man and a woman come to open the... Who is it? It'll raise eyebrows. And it'll cause, says Rav Moshe, people to start wondering. So people are scared to start, says Rav Moshe, even in a case where the door might be locked, because they know if there's a knock, if there's a doorbell, they would have to answer right away. But in a place where people aren't coming to knock, or it's at a time of day when people are not locked, so then you would need it more than that. But this is Rav Moshe. Other Achronim are not ready to be makel like Rav Moshe. What do you mean? So if there's a little delay, I was in the bathroom, I was this, I was that. You know, there are other excuses to come up, but that is a big kula of Rav Moshe. According to that, the Chashuk Yechevet said, according to that Rav Moshe Lachar, this would not be an Isser of Yichud, because just the bell. Forget the window. Forget the window. Ein bazeh Isser Yichud, kivan shaderech leftoch, v'kol echad, hanirek estamish, anum ha-kol lefi ho-inyan. Kol lefi ho-inyan, shemeno chayev leftoch, shiocha laham tidka badakot, yesh bazeh Isser Yichud. So there is, again, many Isser cases of Isser Yichud have to be discussed individually, but that is an important discussion relating to our Gemara about windows between houses and windows between yards, v'chulu. Okay, let's get back to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kosel, Seben Shtei Chatzeros. So now there is a wall. We spoke about a window, now we're speaking about a wall. A wall between 2 yards. Kosel Seben Shtei Chatzeros. Gavoa Asara V'rochav Arba. The wall is 10 tfachim high. And in our case, it's 4 tfachim wide. Why is that important? That's important for the second case of the Mishnah. For now, that's not important. But Lamai says a wall for 10 tefachim high. Marvin Shnaim, Marvin Echad. Right, no window. So you're 2 chatzeros. You have to be ma'ariv as 2 chatzeros. You cannot make 1 chatzer to carry in between. Hayu birosho peiros. And if there is fruit, if there are fruit on the top of the wall, I just said, if there are fruits. My father-in-law, just as Derech Agav just popped into the head, my father-in-law was Rav Pam's, according to Levracha's doctor. And he said that Rav Pam was so medactic, not only in his avodas Hashem, but in life. In life. And he said one time, one of his grandchildren was taking care of him in the hospital, and there was a changing of the guard. One of the grandchildren was leaving, one of the grandchildren was coming, and one of them said, you know, there's apples in the fridge. Something like that. And Rav Pam said, there are apples, Lashon Rabim. He was so medactic, even if he hears something that's not straight, that's not, he said, Rav Pam couldn't, he was such a yashar person in every area of his life. My father-in-law said, he witnessed it, he said it was amazing. He said it was amazing, but that was, there are, okay. That's the Musa for the day. Hayya barosho peros, we have to be yashar, right? We have to be yashras. Hayya barosho peros, so if there are fruit on top of the wall, and it's for tzvachim, elu olin mikad voch, then it's a rishus b'fnei atzmo. If it's rishus by itself, and elu olam mikad va'ochlin, ve'elu olam mikad va'ochlin, and they each could eat the fruit on top of the wall because it's a rishus b'fnei atzmo, ubilvad shelo yirid lamata. They just can't take it down because it's a private rishus. It's rishus ayach, 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, but they didn't make an eruv with each other and with the area on top. So therefore, they're allowed to go up and eat the fruit there, but they cannot bring it down. Nifritza hakosel. What if the wall got a hole in it? So ad eser amos ma'arvin shnayim imratzu ma'arvin echad mipnei shehu kepesach. So if it is up to 10 amos, the hole, so therefore then they can be considered 1 or 2. Right? This harkens back to the first 2 prakim. Remember, we had up until 10 amos wide could be a door. More than 10 amos is already a pirtza. and that causes problems. Yoser mikan ma'arvin echad ve'im ma'arvin shnayim. But if it's more than 10 tfach, more than 10 amos wide, so then it is a pirtza, it's not a doorway, it's too big, and therefore you have to be ma'ariv one and not two. Remember then, we spoke about if you have an enclosed area, if you have a pirtza, that ruins it. We spoke about Shitas of the Rambam. Remember, the Rambam wouldn't allow any eras with the Tzuras HaPesach, right? You need more walls because of the Pertzes. We discussed that back in the earlier Prakim. The Tosfos Yantif in here, the Rishash also discussed, is there any difference between if you have a space and you have edges of the wall on either side, or you're just missing one wall all the way at the corner? Maybe that's worse. If you're missing one wall going all the way to the corner, that might be worse. There's a language of the Tosfos Yantif that seems to indicate that, but that's what some of the Achronim here discussed. Good. Let's continue. So that's the Mishnah. Ein bo arba amai. What if the wall is not 4 amos thick? So what's the halacha then? And there are fruit on top. So what is that rishus considered now? If you have a rishus that's 10 tfachim high and less than 4 tfachim wide, so l'chora, that is a makom p'tur. L'chora, that's a makom p'tur. It's not a carmelis would be 10 tfachim wide and between 3 and 10 tfachim tall. But here, it's 10 tfachim tall, but it's not 4 tfachim wide. So l'chora, that's a makom p'tur. What's the halacha with the fruit there? My machlokes. Amar Rav. Rav says a chiddush. Aver shtei reshuyos sholetes bo. The airspace of both reshuyos, meaning the halachic control on top, belongs to both chatzeros. Lo yazes bo afilu malinimo. You can't touch anything on top of the wall. It's off limits. It's off limits totally. Rashi says on the bottom, kiva de lo chashiv lemevi reshusa, since it's not considered its own reshus, batil legabe travayu. It's batil legabe both of them. Vereshus Beis hachatzeros sholetes bo. Voser zelze afilo arosh also l'talatel. You can't move it at all. That is the shita of Rav. Reb Yochanan Amar, no. Elu malin mikan v'ochlin ve'elu malin mikan v'ochlin. No, like Rashi says on top, makom p'tur. It's a makom p'tur, so there's no problem for either. No problem for either. So it's a machloka between Rashi and Reb Yochanan. Good. The Rishash here again asks, this is more chomer than a Rishus HaRabim? How can this be more chamor? In a Rishus HaRabim, I'm allowed to move things around within Dalet Amos. Right? And all of a sudden here, in this Makom P'tur, you can't even move it Kamali Nima? How's that possible, asked the Rishash? And I don't like what Rabbeinu Yohanan says. That's how the Rishash ends. So he at least tells us, Rabbeinu Yohanan talks about this. If you look at Rabbeinu Yohanan says, yeah, this is worse. Because in a Rishus HaRabim, if you are in a Rishus HaRabim, then those Dalet Amos near you are considered your Dalet Amos. We know, we've learned before, there's a concept called Kinyan Dalet Amos, at least on a Drabbanan level. If you throw a get within Dalet Amos, there's a concept. We mentioned even the halacha of Maver Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim might at root, we mentioned this from the Baal Amar in Masechta Shabbos Daf Sadi Vav, for the Maver Dalet Amos might be a form of Hotza'a, because Dalet Amos of a person is considered their area, their jurisdiction, and when they move out of those Dalet Amos, they're being motzi mirushus to rishus. Right? That's what we said. That might be a tolta that expands the definition of an av. We discussed that then. So says the Rabbeinu Yohanan, rishus harabim is that here it's not yours any more than it's his. It's mixed rishuyos. The hasam vote. He said velo dummy high lebika ol rishus harabim. Anything less than 4 amos is 1 rishus. The hacha rishus Ruvain v'Shimon sholate b'chol tefach v'tefach. Ava kisharoche v'kosel arba ein rishus zecher meim sholate po because it's a rishus yachar by itself. Okay, that is so. In Achinami, it is worse, says Rabbi Yehonasan, than a rishus arab. Good. The Ritva also adds, this is only true if they made their own Eruv. That's when you can't move it on top. If neither of them made an Eruv, then it might be a little more flexible. Might be a little more flexible. You can look at that Ritva based on the Shita that we had earlier a couple weeks ago. Good. So we have a Machlokas Rav and Reb Yochanan. If the wall is less than 4 tfachim wide, can you use what is on top? Tanan says our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, if you have the wall, you could go up and enjoy the fruit. Elu Olin Mikan Va'ochlin Ve'elu Olin Mikan Va'ochlin. Olin in Ma'alin Lo. What does it say? What do we say from there? Oh, maybe you could go up and enjoy it, but you're not allowed to be Ma'alin there. You're not allowed to go be bring stuff up. And Rabbi Yochanan says you're allowed to. Elu Ma'alin Mikan. So are we Medayik from the Mishnah? So not only could you go up, but you could break things up. So the question is, Hachi Ka'amar. First of all, you're comparing apples and oranges. The question's about, not literally, but the question's about a wall that's thin, and our mission's about a wall that's thick. So what are you comparing? Hachi Ka'amar. Yesh bo dalad al dalad. If it's a thick wall, olin in ma'alin lo. If it's a thick wall, it's his own rishus, then you could go up, fine, but you shouldn't be ma'alin. Shouldn't be ma'alin. Ainbo arba al arba, but if it's thin, then ma'alin nami. Then that is a makom patur. If it's his own rishus, then you might have right. You didn't make an error there, so it's a separate rishus hayachid, but it's used by others, so it's like any chatzer, and you have to make an eruv in order to use that area. So you could go up and eat there. Excuse me, eat there, but you can't be ma'alin there. But if it's less than 4x4, so then you're allowed to do whatever you want. Rabbi Yochanan would say the odds Rabbi Yochanan l'taimei, and his follows Rabbi Yochanan l'shita. So the chiyasa Rav Dimi. Amar Rav Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came, he quoted in the name, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted in the name of Rav Yochanan, who was the Mor Da'astra of Eretz Yisrael, Makom She'ein Bo Arba Al Arba, Mutter, if you have a ledge or a pillar that is less than 4x4 Tfachim, and it's, let's say, next to the street, and next to private, Mutter, Lebnei Rosh HaRabim, U Lebnei Rosh HaYachal, Lekasev Alav. Let's say you have this Amud that fulfills all the requirements of a Makom Patur that's right next to private area, but it's next to the public area too. So everybody's allowed to use it in order to put their bundles on, to fix their knapsack on. Why? Because it's a Makom Patur. So a Makom Patur can be used by anybody. Ubilvat shelo yachlifu, as long as they don't switch. We mentioned that this is a Durabanan. If I want to get something from Rosh HaYachad to Rosh HaRabim, so I'll go through a Makom Patur. So on a Durabanan level, we shouldn't have items that started in one rishus on Shabbos and end up at the other rishus. You're right. Meikra did its mutter because you don't have an akira in one rishus and a hanach in another rishus. You have makom patur in the middle. We had a machlokas if you throw something through a makom patur. Is it considered kluta kibishon chadami as if it rested? But let's say you did it. Let's say mamish rested. So for sure that's not a daraisa. So, but the silver is a drabana. That's ubabach lo yachlifu. But we see from there, there are biyokhan l'shitaso. That a makom patur in the middle, one would be able to use in the interim whoever wants. Period. V'rav less later of Dimi, so Rav rejects that. Rav rejects the statement of Rav Dimi. The Gemara is Rashi explain, what do you mean? Why can't Rav reject Rav Dimi? Rav Dimi is quoting Rav Yochanan, there's all the world of the Amoran. So Rashi quotes because there's a Brisa in Maseches Shabbos that also supports this. Right, if you remember, Omed Adam Alaskop, remember Shabbos Davav and Erev Davav. Those are the two Davim and Shas that describe the Dalad Rishuyos. Rishus Arabim, Rishus Ayachin, Makom Patur. So there, Rashi quotes a Brisa. Omed Adam Alaskop, a person can stand on the threshold of his door, about the doorway between, and no tell me, on even no sin lo, mi balabayas, no sin lo. Right, so you see the Brisa says that Makom Patur is okay to go in and out from, in both Rishuyos. So what does Rav do with that? So the Gemara says, you're right, Rav would agree to there if you have a Rishus HaRabim on one side and a Rishus HaYachid on the other side. Here we're talking about, ironically, Durabban, we're talking about Chatseros on both sides, and the Chacham Mazuch Chizik L'Devarim, Yotzer Bishel Torah. Sometimes the Rabbanan felt that people would not take their words as seriously, and therefore they had to go the other extreme, and be machmir under Rabbanans even more in order to make sure that people took it seriously. Again, this is the way that comes up. Whatever Chazal determined, right? The Gemara in Beitza Daf Beis, right? What does the Gemara say there? That we're more machmir for certain halachas of muksa by Yontif than by Shabbos because people take Shabbos seriously. And therefore, you don't need as many chumash. That's in the world of the Rabbanan. But either way, it's the same idea. But by Yontif, people don't take it as seriously and therefore Chazal have to be mechazik. Again, this comes up in various contexts and in various places. Good. Amar Rabba, Rav Huna, Amar Rav Nachman, Kosel, next case. We're going to have all different types of cases of chatseros and different separations. Kosel, Shmeshe chatseros. What if you have a wall between 2 yards? The picture books would come in handy for the next couple of cases. Tzido echad gavo asar atvachim, v'tzido echad shavel aretz. if you have 2 yards next to each other, but the ground level of one chatzer is higher. So therefore, the wall in between is above 10 tfachim from the ground level of 1 yard, but it's like 5 tfachim away from the ground level of the other yard. So, who has the rights to the top of that wall? That's the question. Who has the rights? So during the week, whoever, everybody can use them. The question is on Shabbos. So nosnin oso lazesh, ushavalaris here just means within 10 tfachim. Doesn't mean exactly equal to the ground. So nosnin oso lazesh shavela aretz, mishum dehavelei lazet, hashmisho benachas. You give it to the one who's closer, right, within 5 tfachim, because it's easier for him to use. V'lazet hashmisho bakashe, according to the one that it's above 10 tfachim, it's more difficult. So therefore he is not able to use it. The call was Zebanachas, Lazebakasha, Nosolazishabanachas. That's the rule. You always give it to the one who it's easier to use. Good. Let's do the opposite case, and then we'll come back. Amar of Shizvi, Amar of Nachman. What about the opposite case? Charitz Shmejsechaseros. You don't have a wall between 2 yards, you have a ditch. You have a deep ditch between 2 yards. And again, 1 yard is lower down, so it's a deeper ditch for one side than for the other side. Tzido Echad Amukasara, from one Chatzer, the ditch is 10 tfachim or more deep. V'tzido echad shavel aretz. And the other side is closer. Nosed oso lezesh shavel aretz. You give the rights to use the chritz to the one who is closer to bishub tahavilei lezeh tashmisho benachas. Ulezeh tashmisho bekashe v'chulu. And therefore you give it to the one that's more comfortable in terms of usage. V'tzrichi, and you need this statement, you need both prices that tell me both by a wall and by a ditch. Why? Isn't it the same principle? De'i ashmidan kosel. Because if you only had the case of the wall, mishum dibigova mishtamshi inshi. Because people use it. If you have a wall that's, 5 tfachim high, people are going to put stuff on it. Avo charitz ba'omka lo mishtamshi inshi. But to bend down, not so comfortable. So you might say, emalo, you don't call that tashmisho benachas. Because it's not so nachas. And if you only have the case of the hole, mishum delo biasa tashmishta. Because their people, once they use it, they're not afraid to put things there. They're not going to fall down anywhere. They're on the floor. Avokosal to biasa tashmishta, but a wall where people are worried that if they put something on top of the wall anyway, they might not use it as much because things might fall down. So aim low. So you might say that the halachas of tashmish barachas don't apply. Tzricha. Periods. That's why you need both cases. The case of the wall and the case of the ditch. Good. Says the tour. What tour? Says the tour in Hilchas Pesach. What's the tour doing in Hilchas Pesach? The tour there says, we have to check for chametz in every place where chametz might have gotten. Right? As we know, chametz, bedikas chametz, check it, prepare for Pesach is not spring cleaning, it's chametz cleaning. I do not have, dust is not chametz. We have to remember that. And therefore, dust or dirt, only chametz is chametz. So the tour says, you only have to check a place where chametz might have gotten. So he says, in Taf Lamed Gimel, V'chorei habayis v'zizin aboltim and aksalim, what if you have ledges or holes coming out of walls? She'enon gavo and harbe, which aren't so tall. V'lonamuch and harbe, and they're not so low. Tzrichin bedika. Because maybe chametz got in there. Aval ha-gavoin, the very high ledges or walls. She'ein yad ha'adam maga'asham, that people don't reach. V'ha'nemuchin pachos bishlosha, or very low, within 3 tfachim of the ground. Tfachim ein tzricha bedika. You don't need bedika there, because it's so uncomfortable, you wouldn't have put chametz there. Obviously, if there are children around, every place is a makom shenichnas. And then the Torah quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, the beginning of Psachim, Chashiv Givohim Lamala Me'asara Tvachim. The Yerushalmi quotes, above 10 Tvachim, that's not normally used, and therefore you don't have to check there. That's the Yerushalmi. Says the Torah, Ve'eno Nira. I don't agree with that Yerushalmi. Why? She'ikr Tashmish Ha'adam Ulamala Me'asara. People use that. 10 Tvachim, about more than 32 to 35 inches. It's as tall as this table. Well, it's perfect. It's perfect usage as the tour. So, of course, people use that. Elika depresha. So, reject the Yerushalmi. The Bavli doesn't say that. And therefore, you go by what people use and what people don't use. If you look in the bottom, in the Chidush Yakos, he says, Shamati. Shish makshma divir Rabbeinu. I heard people ask from on the tour from Erevin daf ayin zayin. Because what does our Gemara say? If you have somebody, one of the chatzeros is within, let's say the wall is 5 tfachim away from the ground, and the other one is above 10 tfachim, tashmishu benachas is the one that's 5 and not above 10. What? Isn't it easier? We think of it ourselves. But people were so short in those days? No. So they ask on the tour that you want to reject the Yerushalmi. What about the Bavli? Our Bavli says that normal usage is within 10 tfachim. Like the Yerushalmi too. Can't reject the Bavli too. So the Li Nira explains the Chidushi Agos, according for the Maharalch. The Li Nira, the Lokashimidi. No. There's two different contexts. Checking for chametz and usage by a chatzer are different. Why? The hasam over there in our Gemara, Ritzon Lomar. The oso shahakosel ena gavo alo asara yochel shamish bo al yedei hiluch. The point that our Gemara is that you could use the wall, you could step on the wall and walk around on top of the wall and use the wall like that. That's where under 10 tfachim is easier than above 10 tfachim. Right, standing up on this table, not so easy. But here we're talking about chametz. Where do people put chametz? People put chametz above 10 tfachim, right? They have shelves, they have drawers above 10 tfachim. So there's a difference between going there and using it. And that's the answer to the tour here at Sibin Tav Lamed Gimel. Good. There's another har about Tashmisha Benachas. Should we say it now? Okay, we'll say it now. One more chashuk yechemet for the day. And that is, this was the case that was asked. There was a building that was built on a mountain, right? Like in Eretz Yisrael, most buildings are built, and the way the builder did it is that the bottom floors had to be further out from the mountain in order to put in a foundation and also to put in an area where the rain from the upper levels of the building would have a place to go, right, going down the mountain. That's the mitzvah of the case. So the Shiloh was, at a certain point after the building was built, a couple of years later, the person who lived on the bottom floor wanted to build out because there was empty space between his apartment and the mountain. So he wanted to build another apartment there to break out in that area. And it wasn't going to affect negatively the water and the pipes. He wanted to build out. The people in the upper floor say, well, we have the same rights to that area. Because they had to build that area. Why is that connected to your apartment? You're right. The only way to get there is through your apartment. That's true. But this area, it's under our airspace. And it was built not for you. It was built with Sarach, the whole apartment. So we want part of the rent. If you build there, if we want payment for it. So do they have the rights to say that? So, Rav, where do you look for this kind of question? Right, got to know all the seconds about Basra by heart. So after the Rav Zerbesi goes through, you know, he says, for sure the people in the upper apartments are not being L'Shem Shamayim. He says, first of all, that's for sure. He says, they're just doing it to try to make a buck. So I kind of like, I'm a little upset at them. But then he says at the end, Nireb, he says, Nir Lamaisa Shahadayara Tachtot Sodik. I think the bottom guy owes nothing to the top people. Why? Zet Tashmisha Benachas Velet Tashmisha Bakasha. He says, because of our Gemara that says, if you have an area close to two different areas, who has rights to it? The one who has easier uses to it. The one that can use it. And only the bottom floor guy could use it. And therefore, he says, that's who gets it. He says, "Hine lefanenu havanas chazal hakadoshim shakar kasher yish kosel meshutaf." So you can learn all the seconds of Basra, and you won't get this. You got to know Erevin too. You got to know all of Shas. Because those mishaychem eshimusha lemisha mishimusha benachas v'yamnam kamuvan zu halacha bedine Erevin u'vimos achol v'adish kavatachlu b'shtav isham u'ulam nuchal la'asik b'kam l'nidlo she'ilaseinu shkav shudavim b'karka yisvara shebeirosh ishtatu aldash kolecha yochol ishtav goes through v'chula. He said at the end, Lamaisa, he thinks that the bottom guy is the one that has the rights. Okay, let's continue. Next case, Balamato. What if I want to lower the space from the floor of my chatzer, and I want to raise up the floor in order to be able to use what's on top of the wall, or to be able to make it into one chatzer. Right now it's a 10 tefach wall in between, so it's two chatzeros. What if I want to combine them? So balamato, if I want to be b'maidit, im yesh b'mi'uto arba'a, if I raised up the floor, and there's at least four four tfachim across the wall that now is raised, then now you could use the whole wall. The whole wall is considered within my rishus. Ve'ilav, and if not, and if not, if it's not so wide against the wall, you can only use where the floor was raised. Says the Gemara Yimanavshach, I don't understand that. I'ahani mi'uta, if being mema'it from the ground up, like you throw on, let's say, a pile of dirt, if it helps, v'kulei kosel l'shtamish, you should be able to be mishtamish to the whole wall. Why does four tfachim? What do you need that for? Ilohahani, afilu kenegad abiyinam ilo. How could you have some area of the wall that you can use the top of the chutz, the wall, and some not? Some Ravina could go, no, we misunderstood the case. You're not being mamayated here by adding dirt on the floor. The case is kagon sha'akar chul yamerosha. You lowered the wall. You took a brick out of the top of the wall. So connect parallel to that area, it's under 10 tefachim. That's the area that you can use. But the rest of the wall, no, you're right, it doesn't work. It doesn't work unless you've lowered the space from the entire wall. Period. Amar Reb Yechiel, not such a common Amora name. Amar Reb Yechiel, Kafa Seifel. Let's say I turned over a big bowl, a big basin. I turned it over and now it's on the floor. So when I stand on the upside down basin, so now the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim. So mimayit, curving over the basin is mimayit. Says the Gemara, really? V'yamai. Davar hanito b'shabesu. V'davar hanito b'shabesu ina mimayit. You can just pick up the basin whenever you want. How can you say that works as a miyad? How can you say you were mevatel it there? Answer the Gemara, lo tzricha dechibre ba'ara. You're right, it must be a case where you were mechaber it in the dirt. You cemented it in. Right, you put dirt there so that you won't be taking it, and therefore it's considered a bittel. Considered a bittel, you're mevatel that kli there. The Rishonim here, the Ritva, the Rashba says, surely if you use dirt or other items that are not kalim, the chiddush of the Gemara is that even a kli, you can be mevatel there if you are mechaberit ba'ara. Says the Gemara, even so, v'chi chibra ba'ara mayhavi. We're assuming that chibur ba'ara doesn't mean cement that you cannot take out. It means like you pile dirt and leaves and everything on it. But still, why is that called a bittel? V'hatanya, the Brisa says that you would be able to move that on Shabbos. Why? As long, we've had this already back in Masechta Shabbos, as long as you don't move muksa directly, you pick up a non-muksa item, and the muksa around it just falls in, That's not a problem of moving it. What was the price up? Paga shit mina beteven, a paga, an unripe fig, which you put into a pile of straw in order to help make it ripe. The charara shit mina begachala, but you put a cookie into hot coals in order to cook it. Im magula miksasa, if it's a little revealed on Shabbos, nitalas b'Shabbos, you can take it out. Even though the straw is going to fall in, even though the coals are going to fall in, So to here, you're going to be able to pick up the basin and the bowl, even though the other stuff is going to fall in. So this still shouldn't be called a bittel on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no. Hakmai eskidan de islay ognayim. There's a rim. What does that mean? Not only is the muksa around the kli, it's on top of the kli. And if it's on top of the kli, that's a problem. Meaning if I would have to lift up the dirt on the rim. Imagine there's a rim and there's dirt on the rim, so I lift up the kli, so the dirt is being lifted up first, not just falling. That's considered a direct movement of muksa, and that would be usur. And because that's usur, we don't assume that people would violate that on Shabbos, and therefore they're mevatel it, and it's considered a miut for the wall. The islay ognim, that's the case. See Rashi on the bottom? Vahavi mazes afar mimkomo, and therefore you'd be moving dirt. Vidome lechofer. Rashi says it's not even a muksa issue. It's like plowing. It's like choresh, like digging a hole because you're moving. You're picking up the dirt. Good. Says the Gemara. V'chiyas le'ogne mayhavi. Oh, so what? Keep going. Even if there is a rim, it's still not a problem. Why? But it's not. We learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Kilayim in the first perek. Hatomein lefes v'stone. Remember the days before refrigeration. How do you keep something cold? You'd put it in the ground. So let's say you put a turnip or a radish. Tachas hagefen, into the ground. It happens to be within proximity of a vineyard. So, is this kilaya kerem? That's why this is in kilayim. So, bizman, shemiksas alin magulin, where some of its leaves are revealed. Not all of them. But some of its leaves are revealed. So Eda Choshes, and there's no problem. Lo Mishum Kelayim. There's no issue of Kelayim because it's half outside the ground. For Lo Mishum Meiser, and you don't have to assume that, oh, now it's planted again. You have to take off Meisers again. For Lo Mishum Shvius, it's not called growing during Shvius. Vinitulin B'Shabbos. And you're allowed to pick it up on Shabbos, even though you're going to move dirt directly. So the Gemara answers, you're right. All these cases don't work. The case that we're talking about, where you put dirt there and you're going to be mevatel there, is lo tzricha deboi mare v'chatzina. It's a case where you're going to have to bring a kli, a hoe, some type of farming kli in order to get it out, and that would be a problem of choresh, and therefore we do not choshesh that, not an issue of muksa, or a question of moving a little bit, but you have to be choresh it out, and therefore plow it out, and that's why you're mevatel it, and it works. Two tosasim here, both have an important ha'aris. First tosas on the bottom points out that the case of the vegetable in the ground is only where it did not take root again. If it started taking root again, then the whole thing doesn't apply. It is a problem on Shabbos. It is a problem on Meiser. V'chulu. Tosva says, Bishelo hishrishu airi. But it's still a chiddush. If it's not lo hishrishu, what's the chiddush? Tosva points out, even though it got lachluchis hakarka, it got some nutrients from the ground, it's still not called growing there. That's what Tosva says in the medium lines. Even if you put it in the sunlight, sometimes it causes it to be affected. Still, that's the chiddush. That's not an issue. Number one. Number two, the other issue is tosis here on top. This tosis appears in Masechah Shabbos as well. And this is the issue of tiltul min atzad. Right? We know our Gemara assumes. What does our Gemara say? That if I pick up a non-muksa item and the other muksa items just fall in, it's not a problem. It's indirect movement, the muksa is not a problem. And there are other Gemaras like that, that Tosas quotes. A couple of Gemaras, if I have a pot, we had in the fourth Perek in Shabbos, and I was matmin, I insulated the pot with wool, I pick up the cover, it falls off, it's all fine. Tosas quotes, though, there's a Gemara about a corpse, about a mace, which seems to say tiltul min atzad is not allowed. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to move a mace mi mita lemita, to carry him out. Right? You have to use kikar or tinok, some other heter. Ask Tosas, that's also tiltul min atzad. Right? Moving the mace not indirectly. So Tosas has an important yesod that many follow. And that is, are you doing tiltul min atzad litzorech davar hamutter or litzorech davar hamuksa? Tosas says it's all over the place. Tosas says it including here, like the 10th to last skinny line. Tosas says, in the case of the mace, you're doing tiltul min atzad for the mace. So that's a problem. Tiltum and atzad, letzorach dover hamuksa, is not allowed. But, indirect movement, tiltum and atzad, letzorach dover hamutter, like in all of our cases, you're doing it for the vegetable, you're doing it for the other items, so that is not a problem if you're doing it, letzorach dover hamutter. Important discussion. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Sulam ha-mitzri, enum ha-mayt v'tzri ma-mayt. What if you put a ladder? You put a ladder next to the wall. So does that help you out? Does that make it considered one chatzer? So you could use the wall. You could make the two chatzeres one. So it depends. Two types of ladders. Egyptian sulam does not mamayit. And suri is. Heichidabi sulam ha-mitzri. What's sulam ha-mitzri? Army de Meir Abyanai kol she'en lo arba chavakim. If it has less than four rungs, that's a dinky little ladder, and therefore it's not considered something serious to be mamayit. Amar le rav acha b'rei de rav al rav ashi, my time of the Zolam HaMisri de lo mamayit, why isn't it? Amar le, lo shami lecha, I told you, didn't you hear? Had amar rav acha bar ad amar rav hamnuna amar rav, mishum de havi le davar shenita b'Shabbos. This is like a little step ladder that people move all around on Shabbos. The kol davar shenita b'Shabbos ain't a mamayit. That's why it doesn't work, because people move it. So, ihaf yafilu tsuri dami. What do you mean? Even a more serious ladder of tsuri that has four rungs, people move that too, don't they? Hasam kovdo kovo. No, there it's so heavy. So people set those ladders down and they don't move them. Once it has four rungs, people set it down, it's hard to move, and therefore it is considered a miut. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that even if you use the other ladder, if you nail it into the wall, then for sure it's going to work, because that's considered a kfias. There's something to say about this, but let's just continue a little more. Amar Abaya Kosel Shemein Shtei Chatzeros Gavo Asar Atzvachim V'iniach Sulam Rachav Arba Mikan V'Sulam Rachav Arba Mikan. What if you put ladders on either side of the wall? They're each four Tzvachim wide. The Ein Bein Zel Azeh Shlosha Tzvachim. And the tops of the ladders on top are not three Tzvachim away from, they're within three Tzvachim from each other. even if they're not exactly across from each other. They're within three tvachim emai. That works. That works. Shlosh einim emai. But if they are three or more tvachim away from each other, then it's no good. Velo amran, but this limit only applies el delavi kos larba, where the wall on top is not four tvachim wide. That's when you need these ladders to be next to each other. Why? Because you're going to go up one ladder, and the only place to go is to the other side. So you need the other ladder close by in order to be connected. Aval havi kosel arba, but if you have a wide wall, then even if the ladders are far from each other, afilu muflak tuvanami, that's fine, because you can just walk on top of the wall to get to the other ladder. So it wouldn't be limited. Period. Amar Abibi Barabaya, next case. Bana itstava al gav itstava. What if you have two shelves, two platforms, right, one on top of another one, on the side of the wall? So it's not like a ladder, that's one kli, but you build a shelf, and then you build another shelf above it. Im yesh be itstava hatachtona. Again, these are very important shilas in the days when they also live in chatzeros. They want to carry from one to another one on Shabbos, but they have to make it able to be considered one chatzer. So what do you do? So if their imyesh itzva tachtona arba, if the lower itzva is four tfachim wide against the wall, memai, that works. Inami or ein betachtona arba v'yesh bel yoda arba. Even if the upper one is four tvachim wide, but how does that connect to the ground? Vein main zelazesh losha, and it's within three tvachim of the bottom one, so it's lovewood, and the bottom one is three tvachim within the ground, mimait, that also works. As long as you have a wide, a four tefach wad, that's somewhat halachically in proximity of the ground, that is good enough. One more case, and then we'll just make a final comment. V'yamar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, sulam she shlivosa parchos. If you have a ladder, what we would call a ladder, shlivosa parchos is what we would call our ladder. It meaning it's not like just rungs on the wall, but it's a separate ladder. Im yesh b'shliva hatachtona arba'a memayit. If the bottom rung is four tefachim wide, good. Inami or ein bein shliva hatachtona arba'a. V'yesh b'shliva ha'elyona arba'a, but an upper one has it. V'ein bein zelazesh shlosha, and it's within three tefachim of the bottom rung, memayit, that also is memayit. So again, all of these permutations to try to get us to make it considered one chaser to create a connection between the two. I'll just end with a, I don't know if I mentioned this in past years, many years ago I gave a drasha about this, but there is a Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Korditzer on Parshas Vayetze, on the Pasek, Vihine Sulam Mutzav Artsa, Vihine Hashem Nitzav Alav. This is a heavy drasha. A heavy drasha, one of the great darshanim, says Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Korditzer. We know a Pirkei Avos, the Torah stands on three pillars: Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. He says that's what's alluded to in the word sulam. Sulam, samach is somech noflim. That's chesed. Mem is the symbol of the emtsa'an, the middle letter of the aleph beis, but it's also the middle letter that symbolizes the middle of the world. That's the mizbeach, that's the beis hamigdash, the tabur haaretz, and that's avoda. That's the middle. And finally, the lamed is limud haTorah, right, which we find from elsewhere. The Torah, Avodah Hashem, is all sulam. The way that you go up the ladder of Avodah Hashem is, you know, through these three. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. The Gemara says in Erev Ba'al Basra, that, or Ba'al Basra specifically, sulam ha-mitzri ein lo chazaka. If you put a sulam in a certain area, there's no chazaka, there's no mitzri, but you don't have a chazaka of having it there. Because it's a dinky little ladder, like our Gemara says, it's less than four rungs. Sulam tsuri yesh lo chazaka. What's the difference? Sulam mitzri only has three rungs. Sulam tsuri has four rungs. He says, if you only have three rungs, so everyone gives chazaka, that's not good enough. You gotta have the fourth rung. And only that is a chazaka. What's the fourth rung? He says, the other Mishnah Pirkei Avos. There are three ksarim that Jews have. Keser Kahuna, Keser Torah, Keser Malchus. Keser Kahuna is Avoda. Keser Torah is Keser Torah. Right? Keser Malchus is Chesed, because that's what the Rambam describes. A king is all about providing for the Am, and providing for Klal Yisrael. But what does the Mishnah end? The Keser Shem Tov Olal Gabayim. You could have Torah, Avoda, if you don't have Keser Shem Tov, the whole thing is lost. If people don't like you, if people Ruach Abrios Ein Anoche Imenu, then all three are warped and affected. So that's why Keser Tsuri Ein Lo Chazaka, Keser Mitzri Ein Lo Chazaka. Keser Tsuri with the fourth rung says that's the Chazaka, and that's Olal Gabayim. So whenever these two ladders come up, I try to remember to say that over Rabbi Yosef Nechemya. Okay, everybody, have a good Shabbos, and we will continue.